The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
This show is brought to you by EarPeeler.com.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at www.audibletrial.com/radmetal. Over 150,000 titles to choose for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Tonight's episode of Radioactive Metal is dedicated to the memories of Frank Killjoy Pusey from Necrophagia and Capitalist Casualties vocalist Sean Elliott.
This is Jim, guitar.
This is Derek.
Yeah, and this is Steve on bass and vocals. You're listening to Radioactive Metal.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to, I had 409 episodes, but no bitch about one episode of Radioactive Metal. This is episode, 499, and I'm Snowy White.
This is Rock.
I'm Corrine.
And this episode is brought to you by True Cult Coffee. Today's episode of Radioactive Metal has been possessed by the demons within True Cult Coffee. True Cult Coffee is a small town company offering only premium single origin coffees. They strive for world domination, and who doesn't, by summoning the ultimate flavor through fresh roasted deliverance. Cafe Storm, their first roast, is a medium roast coffee summoned from El Salvador, of all places, that is smooth and elegant yet strong enough to blow up your planet. New York Helvete is a dark roast from Nicaragua that is full-bodied, bold, and smoky with just a hint of chocolate. So try True Cult Coffee today, because if you're not sold on the flavor, at least you know that when you grind it, it'll sound just like your Burzum albums. So check out True Cult Coffee on Instagram at trve.kvlt.coffee and go to TrueCultCoffee.com to order. Now, with that being said, guys, episode 499. Episode 49, right?
Right on.
Yes.
Next week, episode 500. Well, we have a little contest. We have a contest going on. So, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my
God. When she does this, I never know how to take it.
So I know. It's like, is Mr. Corrine in the room or what? What's going on? So our contest, in conjunction with True Cult Coffee, our fabulous sponsors, and the Metalhead Box. We have a little contest for episode 500, and what you can get if you win the little contest is you get one T-shirt from True Cult Coffee, you get one bag of True Cult Coffee, and you get a 1 month subscription to the Metalhead Box.
Wow.
So, how do you enter and win this contest? You may ask, right?
So, how do you enter and win this contest, Rock?
I'm glad you asked, Snowy. So, see, I wasn't leading at all. Yeah. So, what you do, you go on Instagram. This is an Instagram contest, okay? So, you go to Instagram, you go to RadMetal666, and you follow us there, and you will see a graphic for the contest. Now, you take that graphic, and you repost it, and you make sure that you also follow True Cult Coffee and the Metalhead Box. And when you repost the artwork, the image for the contest, make sure that you tag all three of us so that we all can see that you're complying, you're following the rules, you motherfuckers. So, because if you don't follow the rules, you won't win.
God, so, Rock. And then, do you really have to be like that?
Yes, we have to. Yes, we have to. Now, we will do the drawing on episode 500. Now, the only way to know if you have won is that you have to listen to episode 500, because we will not be sharing on Instagram who won. It will only be on our on the show, episode 500, we will give out the winner. So, again,
we're going to give out the winner, so the winner gets to go with the winning package.
Something like that.
sure.
So, again, you go to Instagram, you follow RadMetal666, which is us. You follow True Cult Coffee at trve.kvlt.coffee. And you follow the Metalhead Box at all. Everybody's on Instagram. You share and repost the graphic for the contest. And if you want to tag your friends, go ahead. If you want to use hashtags, you do, go crazy, go nuts. You know, the more you do, the better it is for, you know, so to get the word out there. And we will draw the winner next week on episode 500. And again, the prize, one t-shirt from True Cult Coffee, one bag of coffee from True Cult Coffee, and a 1 month subscription to the Metalhead Box.
So, wow.
And you may enter it as many times as you want. It's not one of those contests where it's just one entry per person. Oh, one caveat, though, and I am sorry, I apologize to everybody else, but it's only open to residents of the U.S. and Canada, because shipping elsewhere is fucking expensive. If you don't live in Canada or the U.S., please don't enter, because you can't win anyway, so...
Well, damn, Rock. Just let them know how you truly feel about the other listeners around the world.
I love all our listeners. It's just that,
of course,
but because they're in other countries, it's expensive to ship there.
It's kind of out of our hands.
When you send a t-shirt and it's $25 just to ship the t-shirt, that's a little expensive.
It can be.
Maybe just a little bit.
Especially all of the cool stuff in a Metalhead Box. Like my buddy Ducky, he's got a subscription, and every month he gets it, and there's t-shirts, there's vinyl, there's autographed shit, there's just like, it's fucking amazing and all that. And I am absolutely so stoked not only to continue to be working with True Cult Coffee, but you know that the Metalhead Box is on board with those. You know, shout out to Melissa. Hello.
Thank you
so much for this, and welcome to the Ram Fam, shall we say. We appreciate everything.
Give Melissa a round of applause.
Woot woot!
Thank you.
A good old Canadian gal.
She is. That's right.
See, we're good people.
We try.
Unless you're Rock.
Hey. don't shoot the messenger.
Unless you are the guys from, you know, the Shining Wizards Network. I'm talking to you, motherfuckers. I heard what you guys had to say in your latest episode.
That's right. Yeah.
They are beautiful people.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think I mentioned that a couple episodes back, how they were busting our chops. Like they always do. I'm their favorite punching bag on that show and all that.
Dude, I got below the smitten. Because I don't fucking call in or support the show, but little do they know I support. Right.
Well, you're part of the Shining Wizards Network, so hey.
I get to shine on their wizards.
Don't let them hear that.
So this is episode 499. Like, wow. Oh, I have to admit, I'm getting really excited. Like, I mean, not to gloss over this week, because this episode is going to kick big ass with a big ass kicking creature feature. And I got, it's going to be balancing it out with some negative stuff, but it all makes for an excellent episode. But yeah, next week, everyone is going to tune in to wherever they get their podcast. Hopefully it's from a subscription or through the Shining Wizards Network. 500, the big 500 next week, guys. I hope you guys are excited as I am, especially for the kick-ass creature feature.
Yes, we have a very special
guest.
That
was good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of our, just to draw the curtain back a little, our first guest, our very first guest, many, many moons ago, is the guest for our 500th episode. I'm so excited. But how are you guys doing?
I've been better.
Yeah, oh, why is that?
Well, you know, I was super sick last week. I don't know if you remember. I missed 3 days of work last week. And so this week I'm feeling much better, but I've got a lingering cough. So hopefully I won't cough too much. I will try and not talk too much this week, but you know, usually Snowy, you more than make up for it. So,
well, it is a talk show.
Yak.
So, what can I say?
Yeah. So besides that, I mean, everything's okay, I guess.
Right on. What about you, Molly Hatchet? Everything is doing okay. Actually, why are you here? I mean, I'm so glad you're here. This is exactly where I like you to be, and all that.
Yeah.
But isn't another night of the Vakken Metal Battles in Orlando going on tonight?
You bet your sweet ass there is.
Okay, well, why aren't you there?
Because I couldn't stop thinking about you two all day. And I thought to myself, you know what? It just wouldn't be the same if I was at the Vakken Metal Battle that I'm partially sponsoring, and I had to miss out on this beautiful show with you two, minus Aaron.
Yes, Aaron was going to be here, but he had a little family emergency, so he had to bail literally at the last second, just before we started recording. He had to bail. So our thoughts are with Aaron, you know. But yeah, you know, glad you're here. Glad you're here for sure.
I'm glad I'm here too, guys. And I just love the Radioactive Metal family and the Shining Wizards Network, whom you can find at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. And they do have a podcast, non-disclosure agreement. And I'm not a paid sponsor. But this is why I'm here, to bring you beautiful people some joy.
Right. That's what.
And joy you bring.
Aw, geeks. So I understand that a question was asked.
Okay.
By who?
By Snowy. He said, "What's with you, Molly Hatchet?" And then he said, "Why are you here?" And then I was just
wondering how you were doing.
Oh, Snowy, thanks for asking. God, you know, I'm so glad you asked, because I'm here.
I'm starting to regret it now.
I'm great. You know, I got the metal machine back on Tuesday, which I'm so happy I got back. If you guys don't know what the metal machine is, it's my new car.
Woohoo! Mm-hmm. I deduced that. Yeah.
I love my new Challenger.
Don't brag about it.
Seriously, I'm going to totally brag about it, because I love it so much that I was – okay, so my rental car, when I got my rental car, it, you know, it was okay, and I can talk about this because it is a piece of metal. I was able to listen to, you know, the XM satellite, and it had fully upgraded features like a touchscreen sound system, and it was okay. But it didn't compare to the Midnight Rider that I call my Challenger. And, you know, I just missed it. And I left all my metal albums in the Challenger, so I couldn't, you know, listen to anything good except for what was on the radio. Which, by the way, Snowy, you're going to be very, very proud of me, because they played on Liquid Metal, Channel 40 and Sirius XM. Upon a Burning Body.
Okay.
And I think the song was either Bad Motherfucker or BFM or BMF.
Okay.
Have you ever listened to Upon a Burning Body?
We have had them on the show.
Yes.
And I feel like you should know what I'm talking about, Snowy, but for some reason, I don't think you know what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, Greg.
Snowy, what are you doing with your life?
I've been doing this show for almost 500 episodes now. I've been a diehard metalhead for 35 years. Give me a break if I can't remember every little song.
No, you're not going to fucking get away with this one. No way. No fucking way.
Is it because
I got your balls busted tonight.
Is it a song about Gorse and he's supposed to know about it? What?
Yeah.
No. Upon My Burning Body is Bad Motherfucker is a phenomenal song. And if you don't know it, Snowy, then I just don't know what you're doing with your life.
I'm sorry, Kareem.
You should be sorry.
Well, Kareem. Okay, Kareem.
Sometimes you just got to apologize to them and just move on.
Kareem, you're busting balls upon a burning body, but I believe myself and Snowy have seen upon a burning body live. Have you?
I haven't, but I at least know who they fucking are when I'm talking about a song. I've seen it, but I don't even know what that song is called. We've had it on the show, but I can't name a song. Fuck you guys.
I can't name fucking Cradle of Filth song, and they're like one of my favorite bands. So.
No, you can't fucking say that. You cannot say a band's your favorite and then not be able to name a song.
Yes. Yes, you can.
No.
Well, I mean, if you listen to music as a whole, like
no,
and an entire album's worth at a time, I can understand how song.
No,
you got to remember, Kareem, we're of a different generation than you.
No.
Your generation has the limited attention span, so you can only go song by song. You guys just don't have it in you to listen to a full album.
Look, you guys aren't going to be kicking me in the balls tonight. If you're telling me that your favorite band is X, Y, and Z, but you can't name a fucking song from them, I don't know what the fuck it'd say, because they obviously can't be your favorite fucking band.
I know some song titles from X, Y, Z, Inside Out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. It's followed by Element O.Q., right?
That's a real band. X, Y, Z is a band.
That's a real band way, way back when.
And they have a song called Inside Out. There you go.
There. But you can't even name your song from Cradle of Filth, and that's like one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank, actually. I'm trying to remember one. I'm totally drawing a blank.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Rock.
I'm going to be a metal show and not know songs about from our favorite bands.
Listen, Kareem, sometimes I'll have conversations with my friend at work, and we're talking, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I was just listening to a podcast with, and then I'm like, and I just listened to it like 2 seconds before, and I can't even remember the fucking name.
Dude,
so give me a break.
Dude, have you been eating Tide Pods again?
What's that?
Tide Pods?
Oh, Jesus. Is that what causes memory loss?
Something must be in your drinking water, Rock. And I don't want to hear from you either. Fucking Canadians.
Do me a favor, Rock, please.
Yes.
Drop the Metal Fix bumper right now.
We wander the streets living intense metal lives. Find out what we did in the Metal Fix.
Okay, someone talk about something constructive, please. Great. God help me for saying this, but what's your metal fix?
God, you know what?
If you tell me you don't have one all this.
I got my freaking Jungle Rot metal shirt from Victory Records today, and they sent me a whole bunch of cool promo stuff that, you know, guys, if you want free music, there's a secret. Go to victoryrecords.com/sampler and you'll get a whole 17 song sampler. And one of the songs included on that sampler is Jungle Rot. Jungle rot, jungle rot, jungle rot.
Nice.
Right on.
Oh, man.
What else you got? That's fantastic.
And I've got nothing else. Oh, wait a minute. Loudandfierce.com now has Canada, Italy, Europe, every country featured in the world with metal festivals, the world's loudest at your fingertips, even on mobile. You can't go wrong. Home state from Florida to Philadelphia. Check it out on loudandfierce.com for shows in your area. That's loudandfierce.com, the world's loudest metal site for metal festivals and shows.
All right, I'm expecting
you do
a check.
Quite well.
I'm expecting a check for this.
I think so.
Brought to you by loudandfierce.com.
Yeah.
Loudandfierce! It's so fierce, it's metal.
I don't know what kind of cheap sluts that Crane thinks that we are around here.
I know.
Just give it away to anyone, but holy jeez.
Oh, boy.
What about you, dude? What's going on?
I'm trying not to cough right now because you guys are making me laugh too much.
Okay.
All right, so my metal fix is going to be short and sweet, but and it's too bad that Aaron is not here because I know this is something he would totally be into. I started listening to a new podcast this week called the Rock and Roll Twilight Zone.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically about conspiracy theories, weird shit that's happened in the world of rock and roll. You know, it's not super metal, but it's derivative of what we love. You know, if it wasn't for rock and roll, there'd be no metal. So but it's super interesting. If anybody's into conspiracy theories and stuff like that, you definitely need to listen to it. And these episodes are short. I mean, they're between the shortest one I saw was 39 minutes, and the longest was like 54 minutes. So it's a quick listen. It's super well produced. And it's this guy who basically he interviews people who have done a lot of research on certain subjects or written books, and then he calls them up, and then they discuss whatever the subject is for that episode. And there's some really interesting stuff. Like the first episode was about Jimi Hendrix. Was he murdered? So they go into that, and he actually talks with one of the last surviving members of the Jimi Hendrix band. This guy was a percussionist or something, and I believe he's passed away since. So I think his very last interview he did was for this podcast. That's the first episode. Second episode is about Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens. The day the music died. That plane crash and all that killed them all.
Right.
He actually speaks. The guy actually speaks to Peggy Sue, the woman who's the inspiration behind the songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's still alive. So she actually wrote a book about Buddy Holly and the plane crash and all that. So there's that. The third episode is about John Lennon and his murderer and all that. And that episode is so over the top. After a while, I was like, God damn, I need to turn this off because this guy is just way out there. The guy he was talking to is a Beatles researcher and stuff like that. And he was bringing up stuff like, well, a lot of people say that John Lennon, made a pact with the devil, those pacts, they always end very violently, usually with the person's death. And so this guy, what was the name of the guy that killed him? I can't remember his name.
Oh, Chapman.
Yeah, they're saying that he was chosen by Satan to kill. John Lennon. John Lennon, the night of his murder, was he was in the recording studio with Yoko, and Yoko wanted to go do a food run, but John said, no, we need to go home. We need to go home because you needed to be home before midnight because it was on December 8th, and the prophecy somewhere said that he was going to die on the 9th. So he wanted to be home before midnight, but then because he was born in England, so really he died. When he died in the United States in New York, it was like 10 something at night or something. Okay, well, English time is 5 hours ahead. So technically, he died on the 9th because he was born in England. The guy reaches like that. Yeah. So it's...
Holy fuck.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, you listen to this, you're like, holy shit, this is just... The guy's just reaching and reaching and reaching. Uh-huh. But at the same time, it's very entertaining. So
I guess so. I guess so.
And the fourth episode... He's got four episodes out right now. The fourth episode is about Robert Johnson, the grandfather of rock and roll. Basically, you know, he tells a story about Robert Johnson, you know, how he was trying to become a blues guitarist and he sucked at it, and he was hanging out with all these other blues guitarists, and he was trying to get, you know, learn how to play, and he was getting really annoying, where so much that they kicked him out of their circle of friends. And Robert Johnson disappeared for a year, and then when he came back, he was this virtuoso, you know. And a lot of people say that he made a deal with the devil at the crossroads and blah, blah, blah. So that episode is all about that, you know.
And, wow.
Yeah, and it's super interesting, you know. We actually talked with Aaron one of our recent episodes. We actually talked about the movie Crossroads with Ralph Macchio and stuff. So and Robert Johnson and all that. So really interesting podcast, and of all things, it's part of the Jericho Network.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Chris Jericho loves all that paranormal stuff and, you know, all that weird shit, so he made it part of his network. So
yeah, especially since it's music related as well. Yep. I can understand that.
Exactly. So it's called, like I said, it's Rock and Roll Twilight Zone. I definitely recommend it. It's a fun listen, and it's short, you know. You don't have to commit to hours of listening, you know, when you start that show.
Okay. The most disturbing thing about John Lennon's death wasn't like Yoko right beside him when he got gunned down. Mm-hmm. Didn't Lennon like he took like four fucking bullets? Not one.
It was five.
Okay. Not one strayed though, right?
Oh yeah, no. Oh, you're right. No, yeah. It was five, and he took four. Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to the other one? Not one. Like.
And they were hollow points, apparently.
Wow, hollow points. But the thing is, if hollow points will put a nasty hole in your body, you'll get... Those are brutal.
Yep. So,
and that's all it would have taken. Just one.
Yeah, one. Seriously.
Just one. I know.
Yep. So check it out, because it's definitely interesting.
Okay. Right on. What else you got?
That's it. I mean, today I got it on a kick. Also, I was listening to Power Slave by Iron Maiden. I was listening to that album.
Oh, right on.
For some reason.
Oh, that's a great album.
Yeah, I love that album. So I was just listening to that at some point today at work. So.
Right. Dude, I love the flash of the blades. Oh, that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I love that album because when it first came out, that's when I was just starting to learn how to play bass. So I learned to play bass, you know, basically with that album and Ride the Lightning and Kill 'Em All. So
cool.
That's cool.
I've been hearing some good things about this Iron Maiden band. I'm gonna have to check that out.
They're decent.
I'll have to Google them.
They're pretty new though.
Yeah.
I have an Iron Maiden shirt coming in.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty fucking sweet.
Nice. I think one of my favorite album covers, and it's not even an album cover, it's the cover to a 12-inch, is the one they did for Aces High. I don't know if you remember that one.
Right.
Snowy. It's got Eddie, and he's like in the cockpit of a fighter plane, a World War II fighter plane, and it's just it's his face real big. Oh, I love that cover, man.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah.
So anyway,
for myself, my metal fix last weekend was the Manitoba Metal Fest.
That's right.
Okay, now I went straight from recording here. I went out into the night to catch up to my homies there. But the first night I actually saw like very little. I kind of got there late, and it was just, I knew it was just going to be a night of socializing. Basically, and the theater was packed, like beyond sold out. I had never seen that many people in this venue before, and it was headlined. Yeah, it was headlined by the Canadian Meddlers Cancer Bats. You know, which I guess that just it's Friday night. They bring in a pretty decent crowd and all that. And yeah, it was absolutely packed. It was pretty amazing. The second night was the night of particular interest to old meddlers like you and I, Rock, because Demolition Hammer had headlined. And that was a what's really cool about this is they're not on tour. You know, it's not like they were crossing Canada or anything. Mr. Corey Thomas, head honcho down at Ninja Cat Productions that puts on the Manitoba Metal Fest, he had the band flown in just to headline it. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, because he's an old school Demolition Hammer fan as well. And, you know, I don't like to talk too much about what's going on behind the scenes with Ninja Cat, but this is well after the fact. But yeah, I remember Corey saying to me, "Hey Snowy, what about Demolition Hammer? I'm thinking of trying to bring them in. Do you think they would be a draw and all that?" And it's like, I don't know, man. That's kind of iffy. I think that it might be kind of like a passion project for mm-hmm. you that, you know, if it makes money, great. If it doesn't, you can at least say that you did this. And while the mighty Demolition Hammer didn't pack it in like the Cancer Bats had the previous night, it actually did a lot better than I was anticipating.
Oh, good.
Because I was, I was thinking that, okay, it's going to be a split audience to begin as it is, okay? And like, you're going to have a lot of people going, well, I can only go one night or I can only go another. And Demo Hammer is kind of catering to an older audience. And I hate to say it, but not all the guys in their 40s and pushing 50 and all that are like our age, you know, get totally stoked to go to shows anymore. You probably get a lot of, yeah, I liked Demolition Hammer when I was a teenager, but now not so much and all that. I was kind of afraid that was going to happen with them, but I can honestly say I was not the oldest one there, which I was kind of thinking that I wasn't going to be. I could have been the oldest one there for Cancer Bats the previous night. Not sure, but yeah, not for the mighty Demolition Hammer. And I was really excited about that because, like I said, this I go back to this band with their very first album, Tortured Existence, you know, back 1990 when Century Media first broke onto the scene, signed up all those wicked bands and put them out, which we're going to be talking about very soon with the mighty Demolition Hammer because they are tonight's creature feature. So I'm pretty excited about that. I got a fresh cup of Joe in my Thor's hammer. What's Thor's hammer's name again?
Mjolnir.
Yeah.
Mjolnir.
I'm never going to get it right. Well, I got my Mjolnir cup here full of hot coffee that, you know, we're going to enjoy while we get to this. Kareen.
Yes.
Little Miss Lamb of God fan.
Yes.
Earlier today, across my desk, I got the brand new Burn the Priest single.
I fucking knew that they were... Okay, so I'm so glad that you brought that up because on loudandfierce.com, go there to check out your favorite metal shit. On the very bottom, I have a metal news feed, and I saw it through the news feed, but because I was so busy with adding shows, and it really... I didn't really click on it, but I did see that they were hinting that they may be coming out with a new album.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then here you are. Oh, I got the new freaking single for Burn the Priest. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Okay. Well, there will be, which for anyone that doesn't know, Burn the Priest was basically the first moniker of what we now know as Lamb of God.
Yep.
If you don't know that, please.
Oh, not everybody's a hardcore fan. Not everybody's a hardcore
fan. Right.
You don't need to be a hardcore fan. You need to know metal shit sometimes. If you honestly didn't know that, please, please go and educate yourself on google.com and do some serious soul searching.
Wow, you're being harsh.
This genre is right for you.
You're being harsh. Jeez.
Well, anyways,
see if this is right for you.
Burn the Priest have a new record out, Legion 20, May 18th, and it's basically a covers album. The first single was a cover of The Accused's Inherit the Earth, and soon to be released on the record will be covers of SOD, Ministry, Bad Brains, Agnostic Front, Cro-Mags. Oh my God, this record is going to rule!
The only song I'm excited about is the SOD song. The rest I could care less.
This is definitely
one for you, because all those bands are all hardcore bands. Am I right? It's all hardcore bands. You know?
Yeah, except for like Ministry, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But yeah, if you're also a Lamb of God fan, I suggest there's enough meat on the lamb leg,
ooh,
shall we say,
ooh,
to kind of sink your teeth into. Yeah.
Now, Corinne, I'm going to redeem myself here. I'm going to redeem myself.
Yeah.
I've got in my possession right now.
Uh-huh.
I bought directly from Chris Adler years ago when the first album came out. I bought off of him online the very last copy of the first pressing of the Burn the Priest album, and it's all autographed by the whole fucking band.
Yes, and you picked it up at the show.
No, he had
held on to it for you.
Well, the thing, no. I got it through the mail, because the thing is that he had one left, and I asked him if he could please hold it for me, because they were on tour with Cannibal Corpse. And they were opening for Cannibal Corpse, and I think The Haunted also, he held it for me, and then he mailed it to me. He had the whole band sign it, and then he mailed it to me.
Nice.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. So did I redeem myself?
You did
redeem yourself. Yes. Right. Congratulations.
It was
Rock.
The very last copy of the first pressing of that album.
Hang on to that. That's awesome.
I will.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, when I woke up after a night of revelry of the Manitoba Metal Fest, I was greeted with the sad news that we lost Killjoy from Necrophagia.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple hours early that morning, and that really kind of bummed me out. I'm actually a big fan of this band, going back to their debut record, 1987, the Season of the Dead album that the old New Renaissance Records put out. And yeah, that's just, that's a hell of a way to wake up. There is a GoFundMe page for all of his final expenses. If you go to gofundme.com/killjoy-desade-gore-forever, or maybe gofundme.com and then search out Killjoy. I'm sure you could make your donation there. It's kind of sad for us, more so because we have, like, the last project that Mr. Killjoy, Mr. Frank Pusey, was working on was a band called Hoxton. Their first and what will be the last record, Loch Ness Rising, came out on Hell's Headbangers. So obviously Radioactive Metal has mutual friends of Mr. Killjoy, and I know they're hurting from this as well. And I'm in our particular interest in this was I really wanted Killjoy on the show, and I'm never going to be able to do that because I wanted to share a special story with him, and I guess now would be the time to share it with our listeners. Way back when, Rock, remember the good old vinyl days, obviously, mm-hmm. when vinyl was widespread and all that? Well, there was a kick-ass record shop called Records on Wheels here in Winnipeg, which was kind of a precursor to what would become War on Music as well. Well, anyways, I remember one afternoon we decided to, or one morning I decided to skip the second period of the morning and head downtown for lunch, you know, and we hit the record shop. And one of the records that I bought, just due to the Kick-Ass Zombie covers, the Kick-Ass artwork of the Zombies, was Necrophagia's Season of the Dead. I bought this record, you know, sound unheard. Just look at the cover, look at the name of the band. New Renaissance Records, the song titles. The thank you list was on the outside. Okay, this is what I want to pick up. So I grabbed it, made my way back to school, tried to get there, you know, for the first period of the afternoon. Just missed that bell. Was just late for psychology class. I had my records still in my hand. Okay, it was in a bag and all that. And the psychology teacher is like, oh, very, very nice of you to finally join us, Snowy. Okay, yeah. What you got there? What's in the bag? Oh, fuck. Oh. I really don't want to show my psychology teacher my Necrophagia record. Okay. Well, so I hand it to him and he opens it up and he kind of looks at it. Oh, very interesting. Yeah, this is definitely something that you would enjoy and all that. He takes the record and hands it to the first person in the first row. Okay.
Okay.
This is now an impromptu show and tell class, because that Necrophagia record got handed to every person in the class. Once it went up, you know, up down the one row, it went back to the second. Back, everyone had their hands on this record, and about three of the guys went, "Oh, that's cool." But the vast majority, and it's psychology class, so it's all girls, okay? The vast majority are like, hey, this gross. Hey, what kind of music is this? Hey, yeah, oh my God. Like, I don't even think, why was the term death metal even around? I don't even know at the time, but, oh, yeah, so... That was always one of my special high school memories, and I just regret that I never got to share it with Killjoy. I think it's something that that he really would have got a kick out of, you know, being a horror fanatic himself, and just his artwork and his videos and all that. Like, you knew he did shit just to shock people.
Oh yeah.
You know, and he would have loved to have known that, you know, he grossed out all those normies in high school and all that. So, yeah, that's too bad. Of course, we give our condolences to the Pusey family and everyone, you know, at Hell's Headbangers, all our friends there. That's too bad. And just a couple of days ago, it was announced that Sean Elliott, the vocalist of Capitalist Casualties, had passed away. That was a one of those grindcore power violence bands that I discovered while working at the Warren Music Shop and all that. And it was one of those, it's announced and you're like, holy shit, wow, that's too bad. So, you know, Radioactive Metal extends our condolences to the Elliott family. And if nobody minds, if Snowy is a little selfish right now and he drops probably his favorite Necrophagia song of all time from said Season of the Dead record, this is Necrophagia, Thank You Killjoy, with Painful Discharge. Thank you.
no one else like me. I have no remorse or pity. Walk among the night if you dare. I have no name. I'm your worst fucking nightmare.
Just an example there of what made Capitalist Casualty such an awesome band. And unfortunately, that's probably the end for them, which, you know, that's probably as well the end of Hoxton. You know, that's too bad. But you know what? I think we'll do the right thing tonight. And we'll go out on a Hoxton song. We're going to bring the party up right now with tonight's creature feature. As I mentioned, Demolition Hammer. I go back with this band to the Tortured Existence record way back when. I don't even think Corrine was born. Who knows?
Probably and, not even a thought.
And it's just they're just one of those great thrash bands from that era that I thought I was never going to see unless I traveled to New York, where they hail from. You know, they had gone, you know, many years in hiatus. They're kind of making a mini comeback and all that, and it was so exciting to hear that they were on their way up here. So we had to do the right thing. We had to get a hold of them. It's extra special as well because way back when, right around that time, I did a one issue because my daughter, who's celebrating her 26th birthday this week, happy birthday.
Yes, because, happy birthday.
Because she had come along, I had only had the opportunity to do one issue of my old school cut and paste black and white fanzine that I called Hardware. One of those very first interviews featured in Hardware fanzine was Demolition Hammer. So I think it's kind of exciting that one of the very first bands that I ever covered, I am now covering once again on episode 499 of my radio show. So I'm really excited, and I think it's very apropos that we spoke to bassist vocalist Steve Reynolds, James Riley on axe, and the other guitarist, Derek Sykes, of the mighty Demolition Hammer.
Okay, and of course I want to start with Demolition Hammer made its triumphant return 2 years ago, I want to say.
That's about right. Yeah.
Less than 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you comfortable with the word comeback?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other. So, you know, we're back and we came back. So I guess it's at work.
You know? But some artists are like, you know, I was also doing this in my downtime and I was still...
Nah.
No, you're working on a puzzle.
Okay. What's the inspiration for the comeback? What made you want to pick up the guitar and do it again? Pick up your instruments and just go? Did you have that one catalyst that said...
Well, kind of like people asking us to do it again. I really didn't think there was much, you know, much interest in us getting back, but I was convinced otherwise by lots of people just asking about us, and social media kind of helped out with a lot of that. So once I saw that there was something that was really, you know, feasible, then we kind of all got to put our heads together and see if we can make it happen.
And what has the response been the last couple of years? Has it been positive? Has it
been awesome, completely awesome. Better than we ever had back in the day, so we're real happy.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Really? Wow, yeah. Wow. That's fantastic. Are you getting... is your audience literally the same as it was back then, just 20 years older, like an old fogey like me?
No, I mean, it kind of spans the whole gamut of range, age ranges, you know, because we have young people at our show that are 20 years old, they weren't even born when our records came out.
Right.
And then we got people, old timers like us, that are, you know, there as well. So it runs the complete gamut, you know, it's really impressive, actually.
Most of the old timers can't stay up this late and watch us play.
I've even said people my age that, you know, Demolition Hammer is in town, and they're like, yeah, I like them back in the day, but I really don't get out with that. Okay, so,
yeah, well,
you know. Yeah, it's like, what about label interest? Like, you guys are indie right now, for all intents and purposes. Is there anything you can tell me? Is there label interest?
I could say this. There's lots of label interest. You know, working on new material. We're going to see how that goes. Once we've got it to the point where we like it, that material, then we'll take a look at the interest that's there. But there's surprisingly a lot of interest.
Why would you say surprisingly? Like, you're being modest. Like,
there's a lot. How do? Well, I mean, listen. We're very happy about it. You know, we don't expect anything. We're just happy we're doing this. Expect to be able to do this. It's really just sort of overwhelming to us that we can do it. So if one label is interested in us, then that's surprising. There's more than one. And so that's even more surprising.
Right on, right on. I know it's nothing you're going to want to be able to divulge right now, but just for my own purposes, I'm really curious and I can't wait to find out who you guys signed with. Speaking of labels, I remember with your first record, Tortured Existence, that came out when Century Media was first getting their feet wet. You guys kind of had that symbiotic relationship where you kind of helped put each other on the map, essentially. How did that all come about?
Like you said, we had a little bit of label interest from a couple couple different labels back then. The reason why we liked Century Media is because, like you just mentioned, they were kind of just, you know, getting into the business, and they were willing to work with us as a way some of the more established labels really were not. You know, they were able, they gave us a little bit, they gave us some of our publishing, and they gave us tour support, which was actually guaranteed in the contract, and a lot of other labels weren't doing that. We got to keep all our merchandise. So, like you said, it was like a symbiotic type of relationship. We helped them. We were actually, us and the band called Ice Earth were the first American bands that they signed, being they were a European label.
Right.
You know, so, you know, we were happy. We actually did like a little bit of a showcase kind of show in New York. And Robert and Oliver, the two guys that you know, own Century Media, came and watched us, along with a couple of other local labels in New York. And like I said, it just worked out because, you know, they were willing to work with us, and they knew that we needed a little bit of help from them, and they needed some, and you know, we needed help from them, and they needed some help from us.
Right. It worked out. It really did.
We were glad that we did with them. Like I said, we got a little bit more mileage out of it, I think, you know?
Okay, I don't know if the last time you guys might have seen this, but I see it in the press when, you know, talking about the band now. It's the legendary Demolition Hammer has returned. And all that, the legendary Demo Hammer.
That's insane.
Yeah, what's your initial thought when you see that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of awesome that people think of us that way, you know. Like Derek said, we're just happy to be back together and friends again and playing, you know. You know, the response is so much better now than it was back then. It's just,
I love that.
It's mind-blowing to us, you know.
It's insane that, like I said, people do think of us as legends. We don't think of them. We just think of ourselves as guys playing. We're just metalheads playing metal that we like, you know what I mean? So,
think for yourself. When I go through the car wash, I'm thinking, I'm a legend going through the car wash.
God damn it. Don't you know who I am?
That's right.
With everything, like, you guys have been around, done it all, seen it all, and all that. If you could, but that was when you guys were younger. Now you're older, wiser. If you could send yourself the mystical, magical email back in time to yourself, what would you tell yourself, music related, do you think?
Don't drink as much beer and don't smoke as much weed. I'd feel a little better today.
I tell you, I wouldn't change a thing, man. I'm happy with what we did back then. And it, you know, I mean, I was real young and I learned a shitload. And, you know, I learned a lot more from the bad things that happened than I did from the good things that happened. So I wouldn't change a thing.
If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love The Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Together and perpetuate vitality. fuck white, never piss with me. Love a chamber, have a cop, get the barrel in my mouth. Need me free from my misery, unrelenting anxiety. All I ask is one fine plea, for fuck out of a great century.
Said classic thrash record, Tortured Existence. That is 44 caliber Brain Surgery from the mighty Demolition Hammer. Once again, thank you to our good buddy Mr. Thomas for all the tireless work that he put into making the Manitoba Metal Fest such a success. And of course, to everyone at Ninja Cat that worked tirelessly, myself included, I must say, to make that event so successful. It's been a hell of a week, guys. What do you say? Just about that time?
Yes, I think so, unfortunately.
Yep.
Okay, well, like I said, if you guys don't mind, I want to pay further tribute to the mighty Killjoy with his latest and, you know, his last band, Hoxin, from their Loch Ness Rising record. We'll go with the Blackest Chasm. Are you guys excited next week?
Of 500? Course.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think all week you guys are just gonna get random phone calls from me, where I'm just gonna go, huh? Are you excited? Huh? It's really? Yeah. Just to get you guys pumped up, I'm going to call you up and cut a promo on you all the time until you're sick of me. How can people do all that happy horse shit?
Well, before that, don't forget, everybody, we have our contest that we're going to pick a winner next week. You go on Instagram, you go follow us, follow True Cult Coffee, and you follow The Metalhead Box. And you could win a True Cult Coffee t-shirt, a bag of True Cult Coffee, and a 1 month subscription to the Metalhead box. So it's all on Instagram. You repost the contest artwork that you find, and you tag everybody on it, and you got to follow all of us, and that way you're going to be entered to win the prize pack, and you can enter as many times as you want. So with that being said, you follow us on Instagram at radmetal666. We're also at Twitter at radmetal666. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/radmetal. And we have a radioactivemetal.org where you can find over 100 episodes of goodness, I guess. of metal goodness. And we got concert photos. We got all sorts of stuff on there. You can buy a T-shirt also if you want to buy one of our T-shirts. And there you go. That's where you can find us. Corrine, where can people find you and your project?
You guys can go to loudandfierce.com. I'm on Instagram as Death Metal Cornbread, and I'm also working on a Loud and Fierce Instagram. You can also find me on Twitter on Loud and Fierce, or you can just follow me personally at Metal Chicks Rock.
Right on. And of course, Radioactive Metal is a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network. Check not only us out on there, but there's just a metric shit ton of really cool shows that cover the wonderful world of pro wrestling and lifestyle, pop culture, news, views, and tunes, and everything that you need in your daily life. It's a one-stop shopping for a whole whack of good shite. But in the meantime and in between time, that's it. This has been 409 episodes, but I don't bitch about one episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
This is Rock.
I'm Corrine.
Signing off.
radioactivemetal.org or go to iTunes for past episodes and write a review. Listen to us live every Thursday night on purerockradio.net. You can listen to us on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and all other podcast aggregators. You can purchase the music featured in this episode by going to radioactivemetal.org or clicking on the episode link. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. Call 321-80-HEAVY or 321-804-3289. We will play it on the show. For suggestions and indie spotlight submissions, email us at radmetal666@gmail.com. Follow us at facebook.com/radmetal, twitter.com/radmetal666, and Instagram radioactivemetal. This has been a presentation of Radioactive Metal. It's not metal, this, it's radioactive metal.